Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Cole Blugo with today's headlines. It's Friday, March 27th. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control announces another 4 deaths related to COVID-19. That brings the total in South Carolina to 13. DHEC also announced 86 additional cases, bringing the total statewide to 539. The agency continues to urge individuals with signs of illness to stay at home and away from other people. South Carolinians are also encouraged to monitor for symptoms, practice social distancing, and stay home as much as possible. Avoid touching frequently touched items and regularly wash their hands. The state's top law enforcement office is pushing back against stay-at-home orders after two of South Carolina's biggest cities told residents to remain home. Charleston this week enacted stay-at-home orders meant to keep residents in place except for trips to get essential items. Columbia voted to enact similar orders later this weekend. The South Carolina Attorney General's office today issued an opinion saying that while local governments retain their home rule powers during a state of emergency, they cannot exercise the emergency powers delegated to the governor by the General Assembly. Several communities want the governor to enact a stay-at-home order, especially those along the coast who are still seeing tourists. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Myrtle Beach has closed hotels until May 1st. Georgetown County is limiting short-term rentals. The town of Bluffton is urging the governor to order people to stay at home. Buford's mayor, Billy Kaiserling, wants the same.
It's what I call tough love, but I believe the sooner we do it, the sooner we can end this.
The city of Charleston has issued its own stay-at-home order. But the state attorney general says local governments cannot exercise emergency powers that are delegated to the governor. Charleston's mayor says he will abide by Henry McMaster, but believes cities should have a say about their communities. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
And as Columbia and Charleston enact stay-at-home orders for their residents, the upstate is taking a different approach. Greenville city and county leaders met today for the first of what will be regular media briefings to discuss the local response to the coronavirus outbreak. Asked if the city or county planned to follow suit with Charleston and Columbia, County Chair Butch Kirvin responded.
We got to be careful what we do at the local level, not to impede or contradict what is happening at the governor's level.
New research out of MIT finds that COVID-19 most often transfers from person to person in cooler weather. But don't think South Carolina's muggy spring and summer weather is the cure-all just yet. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
MIT researchers have found that 90% of new COVID-19 cases happen when the weather is between 37 and 63 degrees. Given that average highs in the Palmetto State top 70 starting in April, it's easy to think that the state's hot, humid spring and summer will kill the coronavirus the way it tends to wipe out influenza. Two things, though. South Carolina's low temperatures don't stay above 63 degrees until June, on average, according to NOAA. And more importantly, warmer weather is only part of the answer. Dr. Melissa Nolan, an epidemiologist at the University of South Carolina, said in a phone interview that it's not the temperature that halts infectious illnesses. It's the fact that in cooler weather, people tend to congregate indoors where heated air dries out mucous membranes. Researchers at MIT caution that the coronavirus can and does spread in warm, damp temperatures, if more slowly. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
And Lowcountry Congressman Joe Cunningham announces he has tested positive for COVID-19. Cunningham said he got tested after losing his sense of smell and taste. He said he felt fine leading up to the diagnosis, but was self-quarantined after having contact with another member of Congress who tested positive. Cunningham is the fourth member of Congress to test positive for the coronavirus. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.